the community believes that this $25,000 that you all are putting forth for a lawsuit could be better served in one of the programs that Hillsborough County has to offer.
That was Diane Hart of the Hillsborough County Democratic Black Caucus, referring to the lawsuit's estimated cost of $25,000, which adds to the $425,000 the county has already spent on the initial suit. Hart added that the money should instead go to programs that have been cut and that her community agrees.
We're talking to people, we're polling people, and we're gathering signatures of folk who just believe we need to put a stop to this and use those dollars for something else. So I'm asking you, take a hard look at this. Consider rescinding the vote and let this go so that we can move on. I know that you all have lots of work to do, and you're spending a lot of time debating this and going back and forth and back and forth. We really, really would like you all to consider moving on, and let's do something else with this $25,000.
Fred Hayes said that he has spoken to a diverse range of Hillsborough residents who believe that an additional lawsuit against White would be a waste.
The majority of the people do not want you all to go forth because they feel like it's a waste of taxpayers' dollars.
Robin Lockett told the commission that the attorneys have spoken and that additional litigation would do the county no good. She suggested that politics may be afoot.
He has an option in life to file bankruptcy, and then everything that you do will be null and void. But you still, yet and still, decided to vote yes, and that baffles me. Even if it's $25,000, that baffles me. And with me saying that is, the only thing that led me up to my decision to come up here, it must be election time. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense to me, and you're doing it because it's election time. I don't understand.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita brushed off the accusation that the proposed action against White had more to do with this being an election year than with recovering $425,000 in legal fees that White says he doesn't have.
I think if you were looking at politics, you would probably stay away from controversial votes and controversial conversations and not risk some opposition for the community. I choose to listen to my voters instead. They wanted closure on this. That's exactly where I wanted to go. And that's the reason I brought it up. That's the reason I asked for support on a lawsuit.
She added that $25,000 is a small change when compared with the entire sum associated with the suit against the county.
We talked about some of the dollars that could be spent for services or programs that have been cut. Well, when you look at a $25,000 estimation, that probably comes out to 5.45% of what we've already spent. So when you look at that small amount versus $460,000, there are a heck of a lot more programs that could have been saved were it not for this situation that we're in.